Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the holiness of God, reading to you from 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20. Here's the verse. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall it go up from us?" The Philistines had captured Israel's Ark of the Covenant, but then they sent it back. They sent it on a cart drawn by two cows, and the cows brought it to the Israeli village of Beth Shemesh. The men of Beth Shemesh were happy to have the Ark of the Covenant back in Israel, but then they did something foolish. They lifted the lid of the Ark of the Covenant, and they looked into it, and all of this was strictly forbidden. Because they pried into things that they should not have, there came upon them some type of plague or slaughter. In response, this is what the men of Beth Shemesh said. They said, "Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God?" You see, in their disrespect for God, the men of Beth Shemesh offended the holiness of the Lord. They knew that the Lord was holy, but it didn't make them want to be closer to God. It made them want to distance themselves from God. The basic idea behind holiness is not moral purity, although it includes moral purity. But the basic idea behind holiness is the idea of apartness, that God is separate. He's apart, different from his creation, both in his essential nature, that's who he is, and in the perfection of his attributes, his character, and what he does. When men encounter the holiness of God, they are not necessarily attracted to it. When Peter saw the holy power of Jesus, he said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." That's in Luke chapter 5, verse 8. When the disciples on another occasion saw the holy Jesus shining forth at the transfiguration, they were greatly afraid. That's Matthew chapter 17, verse 6. When we meet the holy God, we are excited and afraid all at the same time. It's like going up on a roller coaster. You want to be there, but at the same time, you don't want to be there. Many of the thrill-seeking pleasures of our modern world are simply weak attempts to imitate the fulfillment we can only find by meeting the holy God. It's really a good question. Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? You see, in one sense, the men of Beth Shemesh showed a bad heart in asking what can be a good question. But their question made God seem too harsh, instead of understanding that the problem was that they were too disobedient. You see, in another sense, that question, who is able to stand before this holy Lord God, it's a good question, because God is, in fact, holy. And who is able indeed to stand before him? Now, though God is holy, though he is apart from us, instead of building a wall around his apartness, God calls us to come to him and share his apartness. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, God calls us to be holy, for I am holy. Holiness is not so much something we have as much as something that has us. Holiness is not so much achieved through our own efforts, but it is received as we are new men and new women in Jesus. Holiness is part of the new man that we are in Jesus Christ. You can read about that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And we are invited to be partakers, sharers of Jesus's holiness. That's in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10. You see, in Jesus, you and I, everyone who will come to him in humble faith, we can stand before the holy God, but only in Jesus. Recognize that and embrace God in his holiness today, and let him work some of his holiness into you and your life.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.